Sefer Gimel. Yeah, klap sholem. So the klap has to be complete. Shal yeheba in the kavim shouldn't have holes. Shein hadiyo over large enough that the diyo will not pass over them. The hanu shalik the heyois nearest by chaluka l'shtayim. You don't want the letter to look like it's divided into two. We did this.
I remember doing that.
Yeah, we did it. Okay, you dalit. Hasayfim has rizim oisim shloisha minei klofim. Okay, they use three different pieces of cloth. Ha'ov yoser litzu by parsha shema shiktana. So they use a thicker piece of parchment for shema. When you roll it up, it's going to be X size X. Ha'dakimen of the parsha is vayim shemaya. One who's thinner will use for vayim shemaya. She yoser gedolah, which is the largest. Or larger, precious carlos of the precious why we keep echo shehem uruko is osim klaf dak me oid. We say you smell about him, but shabbat is another tefillin. So you're looking at them, they're going to fill up the same amount of space inside the batim because this is a smaller piece, but it's a thicker cloth. This is a larger piece and a thinner cloth. So it creates a symmetry which has a beauty to it. Now, the order is over here seems to be incorrect because the largest one is Vahayim Shemoya. Let me give a document of the parsha Vahayim Shemoya. The parsha is Vahayim Kiviyacha, which is larger than Shema. The parsha is Kadesh, the parsha is Vahayim Shemoya, Shema Ruchais. That's the correct.
So which is the longest? The Vahayim Kiviyach is the longest?
No, actually, Vahayim Shemoya
is the longest.
And Kaddish are the longest, yeah.
And they're both around the same length?
Vahayim Shemoya is 11 psukim and Kaddish is 10 psukim. Mm. Okay, the psukim and Vahayim Shemoya are a little bit longer, but it's a little bit larger. Okay, now, comes along the Rami. The Rami is Ramur Tliyafi, also known as the Lavush. Because of the Shasavim Shalahem, Oizim Tikonacha, they do it a different way. Shakola Klovim Haim Shavim Ba'urach Echo to Ba'ibiacha, they all have the same size and the same thickness. El Shemanichim Gilyarnim Miproshi is Xoris. The Xoris is one they have more space on the sides. And the larger ones have less space on the side. So ends up being the way you get the symmetry is by having all of them being just simply being the same size. Okay. Sif Tesvav. So Tesvav goes back and talks about the Lachos of Mukhav Kavil. Now the Mishabur gives an introduction to the Sif. So let's see the Mishabur first. Mishabur Sif Katan Lama Dalad. Naktim Mishtek Domus of Achokach Navar Bezes Hashem Yisbarak. First let's give two introductions to the Sif. Aleph. Kol Ois Tarak Shehei Olav Tzurasei Haroi Lo Ois Vim Lahav Pozl. It has to look right. There's no difference if that's how it started, or it started out correct, and later on, in some way, it got damaged. However, there are two details we need to know about Mukav Gvil. Aleph. That's the Mukav Gvil is an issue at the time of the Ksiva. When you wrote it, it was Mukav Gvil. But later on, it lost its Mukav Gvil. How to lose a Mukav Gvil? Not
question. Answer me. What do before the Ksiva, there's nothing there. It's a blank.
It kind of means at the time. I translate at the time of the Ksiva, as opposed to after the Ksiva. You're right. The Lashon Kodem Ksiva is not bediktuk, I think. But if when you wrote it, it was Mukav Gvil, and later on it became not Mukav Gvil. So how is that possible? So the one possibility is Mukav Gvil. It means it has to get mamash gvil around it. So let's say there's a hole. So the hole or the cleft tore right at the edge of the letter. So now there's not gvil on that other side. There's airspace. So it's not book of Gvil anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that only happened after the Ksiva. A neck of a keras samach lois when bechutz ayin is the ena book of Gvil is kosher. Because she's prepared sift as Zion b'shulchan aruch. So that the shulchan aruch will point himself. It will point that out soon. Okay, so book of Gvil is not a problem. It's only a problem at the time of the Ksiva. Base. The second point we need to know about Kvil, that's where the person named Tzarek Lias Mukhav Kvil, Rakvi Bechutz La Oisius, Molay Besaychen. Mukhav Kvil is a lach on the outside, not on the inside. Chutz Me Yerushal, Meisha Machmer Beset. So if I'm riding a hay, and in the middle of the hay, there's a nekev. So on the inner side of the hay, it's not Mukhav Kvil because it's touching the letter, the D-O you wrote touch goes all the way till the hole. So Pesachimurus hold that that's kosher. Chutzmi HaYerushalmi Shemachmer B'zeh. Yerushalmi is Machmer on the inside, Mukhav Kvil on the inside also. However, most persons do not pass on that the whole of Bavli argues and they pass on like the Bavli. Okay. So now let's see. Now Mishabur that continues on to be Maz with the Shulchan Aruch, but we didn't see the Shulchan Aruch yet. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Tetzva. Im la'acher shenichtev. If after you wrote it, nikav b'soicha hey oy hamem, you got a hole inside. The loch is kosher. So it's kosher. So we have two arguments why it's kosher. First of all, is because it's inside. Which he said most Pesachim were matter. Second of all, it happened after the Ksiva. A filo nikiv called toicha, even if the hole inside became a hole. Shenekim amali kol achalal. The neck fills the whole gap inside. It's still kosher. Av Yerushalmi mashma shagam b'ifnim tzarech sheyeh mukav klaf. Yerushalmi, however, says that the din of mukav kvil applies inside of the letter also. So, but then we still have the other argument that since the time of the Ksiva it was proper written properly, the fact that a hole developed later on is not a problem. Okay, Nudin. Nikav regal panimi shel hay. So you the little yud part of the hay, the bottom, the left side. That got a hole in it. So the hole obliterates part of the letter or separates part of the letter. So we look at the two parts as separate. So you have to look at is one of these parts sufficient for the letter to be kosher letter. Filo nishimen o ela koshu is kosher laharosh. The rush holds in that case is kosher. Even though it's only a koshu, but that's enough. Comes the Ramon and says, that's the Rosh says. Al Washar Poiskim, Matrichim Kimaloi Ois Kitana. It has to be the share of a Maloi Ois Kitana, which we'll see what that is exactly. Vahach Yilchus, and we pass them, not like the Rosh, not like the Machaber says. So if the left regal gets a hole in it, and so the two parts are no longer connected, so that you cannot connect them to create a shear. So you have to look at, if on one side of the neck, if there is the shear of this Maloi Ois Katana, so then it's the hay is kosher.
And it doesn't matter if it's the top or the bottom?
Usually the assumption is the bottom. I'm not sure if it's the top, although it is. Nika regal hayamini. If, however, not the left leg of the hay, but the right leg of the hay. So there, if im nishtar imeno maloi ois katana is kosher, that's on the upper part of it. So you have the gag of your hay, and then you have the right regal of the hay. If the right regal of the hay is at least the share of a Maloi Ois Katana before it gets to the hole, so that what's below it is not connected to what's above it, but if what's above the hole connected to the gag is a share of Maloi Ois Katana, that's kosher, the lav is possible. Okay. So,
what does that mean? What is exactly does that mean? Kamloas katana.
So, Mr. Brewer will talk about exactly
is that the length of a yud.
Lois katana is a yud. So, lois katana would be the full size of a yud. But the challenge is how big of a yud.
Well, it's in proportion to the way that the slave is writing, I assume.
So that is an interesting question. The Birloch over here in Melois Katana.
I mean, if he's writing very tiny, then the yud should be tiny too. He's not going to make the yud bigger than everything else.
The Shaila is, if he's writing in a larger ksav, what's left is in a smaller ksav. In other words, if I'd be writing smaller, this would be enough to make a yud. In the ksav of this serpent that he's writing a larger one, so it wouldn't be the size I make a yud, I make a yud larger.
So then you'd go based on his size that he's writing.
So that's what the Bir Halacha, he used the Lashon of Lechara. So he says, if it's the average ksav, we don't use what people will be writing, very small ksav. That we work with the average ksav. But if you chose to write a very large ksav, if there's a share of Malois Katana, but the average ksav is good. That's what the Bir Halacha says. So he creates this dichotomy between the two. Okay, a lot of Mishnah over here. So we saw the first part of Lamed Daled as an introduction to the Sif. So let's pick up from the third wide line in the Mishnah Berurah. It says, so based on the introductions that we had, the introductions were that the letter has to look proper. A, there's a lacha mukav kavil. B, both things are true. But in mukav kavil, there are two leniencies. One is, it depends on the time of the ksiva. If the time of when you wrote it was mukav kavil, later on it does not become possible, even if it loses that. And the second one is that a hole in the middle of the letter is not a problem. Yerushalmi argues on the second point. So the first point of the Shulchan was if after you wrote it, it got a hole. Nikav, it got a hole. In the case of the Shulchan Aruch was, it got a hole in the hay or the mem. So specifically discussing the hay or the mem. So it's found that if Nimein, Sarach Lakaf is Kvil. Because inside is not a problem. So if the issue is it's inside, I don't care when it happens. So why are we discussing that they got a hole later on? Because really it doesn't make a difference. So you shouldn't write it around the hole, even if it's not touching the letter. It's mamish in the middle, and it's not in the round. There is doesn't fill up the whole spot, so there is a little bit of cloth around inside of the letter. Excuse me. But there is one spot that it touches the letter. So that's enough of a problem that you shouldn't do it the chetchila. Aber emes im aber bekasa filim hoya nekav kadem shenichtav kasher ben tzorak shum tikkun. So. We're not going to write it if it's there. That's why we're not going to discuss the case that it was there, because it's practically that it didn't happen. But if a person did do it, it's inside the letters. Inside the letters, kosher.
Now, is inside the letters kosher only for those two letters? Like a samach inside the letter would be a
samach
problem?
Samach also, right.
Okay. And is if one were to find a scroll or buy a scroll and found such a hole, is there a cheskes that at the time it was written it was kosher?
As far as I know, yes. I mean, assuming you bought it from somebody who has a cheskes kosher. Okay. So now, besoka hay, you had the hole in the middle of the hay. Who didn't charge your shesh and ham gimel the fanis? Veishchal besokai. So your ches. Or your samach, or a pei, all of these would have the same halacha because it has at least three sides. You don't say the little tucked in spot of the chaf or something like that is called teich. So that's called chutz, and that's a problem. So even if I filled up the whole halal, still not going to keep it, but it's good with mamash, it's touching the letter. Kosher nisha srita daka in bechutz is kosher as long as there's a certain thickness to the letter, a minimal amount. Dein shir lo abhi hoisis, because there's no limit to how thin you can make the letters. As long as the letter has a tzura, even if part of it is being whittled away by the hole, as long as that, what's written there still has a tzura benois, it's good. Because it's inside. Except for the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says even inside is a yini mukav kvil shagam b'fnim v'im kein. So according to the Yerushalmi, the dinar kimi b'chutz, it is the same halacha as if it would be outside, which means if the hole was there when you wrote, it's a problem. They say Yerushalmi. Every part of this inside has to be touching gvil, not a hole. So what's the etza? If you had this hole over there, so you make a thinner letter. You made a thicker letter, so scratch away some of the letter, so you end up with a thinner letter. So therefore, there is some gvil on the inner side perimeter of the letter before it gets to the hole. So the letter is touching gvil on all sides, not the hole. Yeah. Let's say the regal panimi of the hay got a hole in it. Or if it got erased, wasn't a hole. It says both either side is good enough. The sober, they ain't sheer in the kuda atuyabo. The rush holds at the left leg of the hay has no sheer how large it has to be. So therefore, even if the chetchila you made it that small, the rush doesn't have no problem with it. The regal is small, he didn't come a regal yamini. If this is special halacha only by the regal of a hay, the left leg of the hay, it's a dot. According to the rush, it's just the acres that it's a dot. Don't need more. But in other letters, there's a full halakha of Osius, of Shir Osius. So that's the Rosh. But Shar Pesachim disagree, and they say you need Himaloy Ois Ketana. Amari Binyan Shein by Chesor and Mishum HaKavas Gvil. There's no Mishum HaKavas Gvil. This hole, which is in the middle of the letter, does not affect, create a problem of hakavas gvil. So how is that possible? Right. So you have the gog of the hay. You have the right side of the hay. Then you have the left side of the hay. In the middle, there's this hole. So as much as there's a hole, you're saying what's kosher is because beneath it there's a shear, but that shear is touching the hole, so it's not mukav gvil. Teretz is. It's a case where Hakavas Gvil is not relevant. The hole developed only later on. So for the issues of Mukav Gvil, we say, doesn't bother me. I have a different problem. It doesn't have Tzuras Ois. Doesn't look like a hay anymore. What's called Tzuras Ois? So the answer is, if what's left over it would be the equivalent of Ois Katana, that's called that you have Tzuras Ois.
Now,
But if the hole was real chachil when you wrote the letter, and you wrote the letter with the hole there, and it creates the hefsek in the leg, so even if you have it can't be kosher. Not because it's lacking tzuras ha'ois, it has tzuras ha'ois, but it's lacking the mukav gvil. So Rambo said, the other person arguing in the Russian, hold that you need the shear of Maloy Ois Katana. V'achi Hilchusa. Zat the Mishnah Berurah Mem. I mean, the word "elamashadol." It wasn't like you're saying "hachilus." It means like, you know, let's be machil, let's be chayshir. So "hachilus" means this is the din. Period. So in this situation, it's not the pshat as we have the rush on the table. The rush has been passed, not like it. Elapshitalei the halacha kavasayu. The Ramah is b'machriya is the double pshat that that's the law. That's the halacha. Okay. So once that we've decided, like the sharp oiskim, that you can't rely on the rush, that a neck of on the left side is kosher because all you need is a little dot. That's not true. So you better make sure that the cipher is writing something more than a dot. So furthermore, so if it's a Sefer Torah, you fix it now. You know, assuming it's not multiple places. It's practically possible. But until the mezuzah, you have a problem. It's not considered.
Say multiple places?
I said, usually if the problem is that he wrote, I mean, the case of the cases, if the cases got a hole. The case is, a lot of times you have a problem with the cipher. If the master of the cipher, because some of the cipher write their haze, some of the older cipher, it's very much more like, you know, in the cursive, just a little dot. That'll make a real tzura out of it. So according to the rush, that's fine. Well, we don't pass like the rush. End the conversation. Or if we got a hole and creates the same appearance, it's right to a problem. Now, until mezuzah, the bina consider the charlo mahani shum tikkun.
You're saying in the Sefer Torah, even if you have multiple problems, you can't fix them all. You can fix them.
You can fix them all. Then they practically just becomes very hard.
You mean the hours of work involved with
yeah.
It? Yeah. Do sofrim have a? I know with shochtim they need to get a kabbalah from a rab before they can shecht. Do sofrim have any kind of like testing like that?
Yes, there is.
I'm not talking about modern rules and stuff like that, but I'm saying, like, in the time of the Mishnah Berurah was there. There's no Kabbalah. I mean, anyone could just start writing and saying, hello, I'm a cipher, because I look like a nice man.
Yep. Uh-huh. Which is our problem, which is why you actually had, in Europe in certain places, you had goyim who were writing Sefer Torah. Business is business. Moses is business is business. All right? So some of the older Sefer Torah which came to America, you know, in particular they wrote them in Europe but they sold them in America, you know. So who they sold them for the gullible Americans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these older, you know, these the very old Sefer Torah in the shuls, you get nervous a little bit sometimes. By Tilma Susan, however, the considered the Karla Mahani Shum Tikkun Afilo Hatina Karla Ois. I don't care if the kid recognizes it. The kid says, listen, there's a hay on top, there's a little dot over here. That's called a hay in his mind. That's very nice, but it's not a hay. That's not a hay. A hay has a certain halacha if you have to draw it. So once you have that problem, the hay is not, it doesn't have tzuras ha'ois. So the next letter is out of order already. When you go back and fix that hay, it's out of order. So you can't fix it. It's impossible to fix it. Of course, the person will argue. On the Rosh, it's not a hey. I don't care what the kid calls it. Because come on and say, hey, Ayin Shah. Okay. We come back near the Yeshua Hakal Yere Tikum. We do him the Hekel Prima God and Bechop Shuta Shaso Maruba Ayere Tikum Ayin Shah. So he suggests the Maisa, if you do fix it, will be Samakana that it had enough of its sewer that you can fix it. It's not called a lack of Fasidron. And he gives an example. So even if it has, if you have the Ikrit Surah there, even though there's something missing in the middle, the Mixus Surah, but Ikrit Surah is enough to say that the call to Ois is there. So that probably would depend on the child. But the child, you know, says, I don't know what this thing is. So the child says, yeah, it looks like a head of me. Because it has the Gag, it has the regal Yemini, it has part of the regal Smoli. It doesn't have everything. That's called Surah Ois. Now I can fix it and I'll create Surah Ois. I'll get a kosher Ois. Fine. Mem Aleph. Let's say there's a neck in the regal Hayemini of the hay. Who did him nisak ois below nekev? Just got to cut. It split without the hole. Or nimcha ksas, or part of it got erased. Say ois, the end of the ois. Umayr shalgonorf beorcha. The shalgonorf's issue is that the leg going down somewhere towards the, so horizontally compared to the ground, horizontally it got a hefsik. But the truth is, who was in a nimcha ksas? If in width it got a hefsek, also it's something which would be potentially problematic. Whether the issue is erasing or getting a hole, in Mishra Sri the Daka Shocher, my Vav Yud Daka is kosher. If there's a thin line over there looking like a very thin Vav or a thin Yud, that's okay. Because they ain't shirlo every hoisius. We don't. There's no halacha how thick the letters have to be. Al demanikav bein ba'avyoi bein ba'arker bein shenikav la'achar eksiva. But if there's a hole that creates and the holes in the letter, so you, even though you don't have the problem with tzuras ha'ois, you still have a problem with mukav kviel. So if that depends, it was there at the time of the eksiva, or only developed afterwards.
If you look at the letters and they're kosher, like. They're okay. It's okay, but a specific letter. But they're not really. It's not really nice. It's not written. Are you allowed to fill it in? Does that take away from your considering if you take some ink and you touch it up a little bit?
Not a problem. As long as it had Surah Ois, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm saying it was kosher, but it right. just wasn't ideal.
Correct.
That's so you fine. Could fix it.
All right. The one that you have to be careful about. Is if you, while you're fixing it, you don't
make it worse.
If you lost Surah Ois while you're fixing it, even though you end up with Surah Ois at the end, then you have a problem. You went from no Surah Ois to Surah Ois. So you want to know what you're doing when you're doing it.
Don't try it at home.
Right. Okay. How you mean? You meant base. Shel hay, the right leg of the hay. Because when we got them nearly the hood in Sharos use similar letters like that could go in Dallas, Lamed, Pei Pshuta, Tzadik Pshuta, Kuf Reish, Otof, Oiches, which they have legs.
Pshuta means a not self is, but a middle letter one.
Correct. Yeah, correct. So. Now the Kherba Khes Bain Ragla Hayamini or Hasmal that would apply to both legs by the Khes. So all of these things in Nishram Hayorech Hayamini Kyud Daibikach Akal Nashem. So the Prima Gadam says that all of these, if at the right side the leg is long enough to be the size of a yud, Biriyav, that's kosher. He says, "V'ayin l'kamam b'sim in l'mavav, but then he tzur sa'isius b'is lamed u'pei pshuta b'tzadik pshuta v'kuf b'is tough." Where in all of these places he handled the shaila. Where exactly do you measure the share of a malay ois katan? Mem gimel. See, if there's left over from it, the Malayas Katan is kosher in Mishtayr. Hainu, Mianekev, Utsada, Mamala. Now, in this case, about the case of the right leg, so it has attached to the roof. So it has to be above where the hole in the letter is, up to the top, and then the Gag is there, and then this is over here, it's kosher, because it has the. It's kosher because it has the size of Malayas Katan. But if you don't can't connect what's below the hole to what's above the hole, Even if the child, which is very average, would read it properly, doesn't help. This is not the ice. So kid read it as kasha mice and kid read it, but it's not relevant. Mice, it's not, doesn't have to resize. Goshen is barbed, some of the shame tatas. Now, I'll be sure making an echo of the mala, or may have to go the mala, and this is a grace bam. So if from going upwards it has a shear, a shear is katana, the amount of the ice is not a small yud. Kosher, I mean, circle of racial tinnik, then it's kosher. And I don't know, you don't need a tinnik. Because we know it has the results. We're not questioning it. Well, then, Kosher, Kachil, Rego, Ktanik, Sora, Kazet, the kosher. The case over here was it started out being larger and they got a hole, and now you're left with only being able to use part of the letter. Let's say the Kachil, you wrote the letter short. So it also would be kosher. I'm from a garden of beer aloch. So the chizmos katana has the memdal hanu yud, but because of tachton shaloi, so it means the letter yud. Together with the size of the yud with that little kinach on the bottom. Or he means the right side of the yod, I think. So without that right leg, it's nothing. And then the Bir Loch here pointed out, so we said there's a difference between the difference in the case of Mr. Benini to small ksav or a large ksav to benini ksav, to medium ksav. Then he said that's the difference. Okay, 13. Okay. Tezayin.
How old does the tinok have to be? Is there a certain age range?
The age range is a child. It says lost the chokhmah on the tipesh. The point
that
is,
I know. I mean, that's the IQ, not the age.
What you're looking for is a child.
You're going to have a hard time finding it because every father thinks that his kid is a genius. So you're going to have a hard time. That's going to the dead one is going to submit to that. But besides putting that on the side,
no. So you want a child who has good recognition of letters, cannot recognize letters from words. Now, he's not familiar with words yet. So he's not going to figure it out. Even though nowadays what we do is we cover the rest of the words.
Yeah, why can't you just cover
it? But the Maya said what they did. They didn't want to get involved. And they said, listen, you get a kid who hasn't really learned words yet. He just knows letters.
Oh, okay.
So he's not going to figure out the letter from the word.
Oh, okay.
But he recognizes letters. Yeah. So he says, this looks like a hey. Uh-huh. He's not going to say that unless it's true. He knows what a hey looks like. On the other hand, he doesn't. You know, the fact that the word is supposed to be v'chora af Hashem, it's supposed to be a ches. He doesn't know it's supposed to be a ches or a hey.
Yeah.
You don't want him to figure that out, do you?
Yeah. That's why they cover it, because it's hard to find a kid at just that age.
Right, so we cover it, right. Yeah. Yeah. One time I did it over here in Yeshiva. I said the thing that one time for sure I did it, maybe I did it twice. The poor kid was trembling.
I never. he thought the whole cloud yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like a bunch of the poor kid, like, you know, the whole yeshiva staring at him. Oh. You know, it's middle of laning, and Shabbos morning. You know, and like, you know, 80 people staring at him. He knows that he's gonna make. He doesn't really know that. Yeah, they did it twice, Taka.
Right. He gives the right answer.
So he gave the right answer, and I was so excited. I gave him a kiss on his forehead. And the poor kid, like, wow!
As long as the kid doesn't say whatever you want it to be.
Right. That's only accountants. Okay. Sif has on. We'll start the sif. The sif is long. Or the mishabura, the ship is short. Maybe the mishaburas and biralachas are long. However you want to say it, nifsegachas may oisios hapshutos. So there was a, there's going to be a, now a crack through the middle of one of the regular long osius, kigon vav rezayin, which is a regular nun mekiyotzibov. So the only issue is just pashut. Is it long enough? So does it look like, does it look like a vav still? Does it look like a yud? So if it looks to him like a, it's long enough that it looks like a vav, he called it a vav, it's a vav. If he calls it a yud, it's a yud. It's not supposed to be a yud, so it's possible. Even though we covered it, that's not necessary. And that's the point, is because we're getting a kid that's not necessarily needed. We realize that it's not there. Even if Tina gets it right, we don't. That's irrelevant. We need that. You know, if we're all not clear and he reads it right, fine. But we're clear. It's not it's lacking Tzuras Ha'Oyis. So the kid had a lucky guess. You know. Hold the machshirin on kishenips ha'Oyis. However, we have a mukil kivili issue, because as much as there's a gap in the middle of the letter, I mean that spot, the do, if it's a cut through the letter, so that spot wasn't mukil kivil. Teretz says, but when you wrote it originally, it was mukil kivil. If there was a hole there when you wrote it, and that's why Menifsibor, that's what, so as the Yo came there, it stopped writing and you created a gap in the letter. It comes out your the Yo of your letter as you wrote it, at one point is not touching Gvil, it's touching air space. Or another case would be if he comes all the way to the end of the parchment. So come down to the end of the parchment, the last line, come down to the parchment, so the bottom of it, there's no gvil around it, they're there. Bli hekav klav and klasa is possible.